We're not doing that tonight with John Lear. However, during open lines Friday night, more than welcome to call in about that. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
George, this is Bruce in Austin, Texas, and just wanted to commend the show tonight. I'm kind of new to listening to your show.
I'm going
to
be in Austin in another week, Bruce. Come on by. Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that. I'm going to buy your book and read it, hopefully before I meet you.
Well, even if you don't buy the book, come on by.
Yeah, well, I want it. I mean, the book sounds real interesting, but yeah, I wanted to welcome you to Austin. I know you've been here before. So that event, it's just on the, 26th or 27th?
Yeah, I've got the show on the 26th, the radio show, and then the event's on the 27th. Let's hope there's no more ice out there, huh?
Yeah, it's going to go away tomorrow. I think it's starting to get above freezing, so it'll be just fine by the time you get here.
All right, great. Thanks, Bruce. But go ahead.
Hey, John, I really appreciate, you just doing the show, and I got the websites. What's the other one, the Legend website you were talking about?
Landoflegends.us.
Okay, I'll make sure I get that. I won't keep you guys very long, but I just wanted to thank you for a great program, and we'll see you next week, George.
Okay, I shall be there, and thanks. Appreciate you calling the show. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. We put some more wild card lines in, so these phones keep ringing. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Dave from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home of the Green Bay Packers.
You bet.
All right.
Yep. I work in Appleton. My buddy Howie and I listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
I got a couple questions here.
Okay.
The Russians have been sending up spacecrafts to outer space and charged millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Where are they going? And the second question is, the International Space Station, what are they doing with that, and what does that have to do with anything to do with the moon and, you know, what's going on? Does that have any occurrence? Can your guest tell me about that?
Okay, David, I'll let you listen on the radio. $20 million that people are paying the Russians to shoot them off into space, John. I think they just do some orbits and they come back.
Absolutely, that's all they do.
That's a lot of money for just that.
Yep.
But if they have it, it's theirs, I guess, huh?
And he asked about the International Space Station.
Yep.
As far as I know, they don't do anything except try and hold it together.
You know, I have for years wondered what that thing is going to do one day.
Nothing. It's just a cover. It's for the public to look at and say, oh, man, isn't that great? You know, we can see it going around while they're mining the moon, going to Mars, going to other planets.
Billions of dollars to divert our attention.
Right. It worked really good. And we would have never found out about it if I hadn't stumbled, made two, you know, very good connections. The one government insider and the pictures in SP-246, which was a NASA publication called Lunar Photographs of Apollo 8, 10, and 11, and started looking really closely at those pictures and wondering, boy, I wonder what's in there. You know, NASA has two code words for airbrushing. One is ejecta, and the other is slump. And the slump, you can see in the crater Kepler, it's a white triangle, and they've referred to it as slump. It's not. It's an airbrush triangle. And the ejecta is the white stuff you see all over the, coming out of the volcanoes, or the craters. There's no white stuff. That ejecta is airbrush stuff. But they weren't proficient enough in the early days with it. Now they are, but they weren't in the early days. So those of us who have the early photographs get to see some of the really cool stuff that's up there.
I didn't get your reaction to Ingo Swann's remote viewing of the far side of the moon.
Oh, where my he says God, George. Somebody has promised me a book, an original book of Ingo Swann's, and I've been waiting a year for it. And what a great guy. I'd just love to read that book.
My aunt thought the world of him. They just they work together on some projects.
Really?
And
well, I've been promised the book, and you know, you can't get one anymore.
No, so. You can't. I mean, they sell. I think if you can go to Amazon.com, you might find one. But I think they go for at least a couple hundred bucks now.
Oh no, they're more than that.
Are they really?
I'd get one for a couple hundred.
I'm going to find out right now while we're taking a few more calls before
okay.
we wrap things up.
Okay.
Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Is this me now, George?
It sure is, sir.
All right, thank you very much. This is Harry from the Seattle area.
Okay, Harry.
Couple of questions, actually. Do you believe, John, that the reason that the little guy is able to have this information is to bring us up to that next level of spirituality where we are able to conceptualize all of these ideas that are being given to us about the moon and things like that?
It's not so much spirituality as it is a maturing of the soul.
Right.
In other words, our society, when we get up in the morning, we look for the first guy to shoot. And so we've got to learn to express more love, reflect more love. And that's basically what it's all about. And we're a long ways from there.
Oh, dude, definitely a long ways away. And also, which one of your other other persons that was calling in would actually ask, do you believe in the hollow earth theory?
Yes.
So do I. And, George, I know that is a topic that goes very deep with you, and I actually have the book, The Hollow Earth, and I've had it for quite some time because you can't find it anymore.
No, I've got that, too, a little red cover, isn't it?
That's the one.
Yep, okay.
And I actually have it in a photocopy because you can't have that. And it's really interesting to me that we don't have anything on, like, TLC, the History Channel, or anything giving us any information about Richard Byrd. Now, that makes me believe that because of the fact that you don't hear anything talked about, that it must be there.
I think landoflegends.us has a lot of stuff of Richard Byrd. Ron Schmidt, my associate, he knows a lot about that, has a lot of videotape, and the tie-in with everything. That's very interesting. As far as the Hollow Earth, yeah, it's hollow. There is much more going on down there than there is up here. And it's a very difficult concept for people, but in fact, it's true. I was talking with a TV production studio the other day about the ocean that extends under Nevada, California, and Utah, a huge ocean under there. And I was mentioning that there was two Navy submarines lost under there. One was Thresher, and I'm trying to think what the other one. It could have been, Scorpion. And those were allegedly lost in the Atlantic, and, there's this and that, and it's not true. They were lost while they were exploring the ocean.
So I'm on Amazon.com, John, and there are four penetration books left. Four. And the lowest price is $380. The highest is $860. Isn't
that
incredible?
Yeah, I'd pay that for it.
There's four of them. If you want to go onto Amazon, you probably pick up the one for $380. It goes to $430, $525, and $860.
I'll do it. And I thought they were over $1,000.
I might be able to pick one up, have Ingo sign it, and then sell it back again on Amazon. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Mine goes for $14. I guess, there's a big difference. That is a good book. Got to pick that up. I may pick that up, too. Hey, John, we're coming up to the end. Maybe we can squeeze in one more call. Wild card line real quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Adam in Utah.
Hi, Adam.
John, I just wanted to ask you, you were talking about the SR-71 earlier. My grandfather retired from Lockheed in the late 70s, I think, and on his retirement poster, has everybody that signed it, and nothing to do with really what he did, but on the very top it has a Roadrunner. And a bunch of signatures around the Roadrunner. And then we found out in the 80s he worked on the SR-71 when he was finally allowed to talk about it. Does that relate a little bit to the people he used to work with?
That's the Roadrunner group, and we meet every 2 years. I'm an associate member because I really had nothing to do except a tremendous interest. And I was the guy that found the story where they stored the original CIA birds. They were parked down at the fire station at Plant 42, which is Palmdale, and I got the original picture of that. One thing that most people don't know is we gave Russia an SR-71 in 1991. We gave it to Gorbachev, and the deal was if Gorbachev promised not to supply any troops, information, ammunition, or guns to Iraq, that we would leave one SR-71 in Moscow and train their pilots and support it. And that airplane is still there.
John Lear, I love talking with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful guy. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, Stephanie Smith, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.